Tommy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Absolutely great. Did I pronounce your last name right? I forgot to ask you that.
Avalone, right?
It's Avalone.
Well, for our listeners who might not have heard of I Am Santa Claus, you document an entire year in the lives of five real bearded professional Santa Clauses to find out what the rest of the year is like for a man who perpetually looks like Jolly Saint Nick.
Probably a lot of alcohol involved.
Well, you know, yeah, you know what? There is some of that. You've seen the trailer. And I have to say, I love this documentary. I was so entertained, and it just got me in the holiday spirit. Dave, what did you think?
I loved it too. I saw it last night, and I thought it was really well done. I liked the little animation.
Oh,
you're welcome. The animation that came in at certain times. And I used to watch WWE, so I'm very familiar with Mick Foley. And Greg, I think you remember Mick Foley.
I do, yeah.
A Hall of Fame wrestler, very, very popular. And he was one of the Santa Clauses. And
yeah.
I thought it was a very cool segment or a series of segments behind the scenes of the Santa Clauses. Gay Santa, a sex club Santa, Mick Foley. I mean, he had a various diverse group of people, but their love for the Christmas spirit came through.
And when Santa's love for the St. Patrick's Day spirit as well.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
So,
just for credit for Russell, this was the first time he got drunk in like a long, long time. He's not an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He just enjoyed the day.
That's true. That's true.
Tommy, let me ask you a question. You know, like I said, you know, both Joseph and I really enjoyed...
Thumbs up, definitely.
Yeah, definitely a thumbs up, and we encourage everyone to watch this movie, this documentary. But what was your reason for making it? What was your purpose? Was it to show behind the scenes that these Santa Clauses, you know, have their own lives and they have diversity? Or what, you know, you explain how you came about making this movie.
It was just a simple question, you know, like me and my wife were walking around the mall one day around Christmas. I was like, well, I wonder what life this guy goes home to. Like, what's his December 26th like, you know? And, like, we started doing some research, and there's this whole underbelly of Santas, like with Santa groups like the Amalgamated Order of Real Bearded Santas, the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas, and these guys look like Santa every year, and they dress what they consider Santa casual. And, they just live it all year round, and there's a responsibility for it. So we just really enjoyed it. It was my way of people watching, right? Like,
yeah,
I enjoy figuring out what someone does when they leave your site and your own movie, if you will, you know. And it was fun to put the spotlight on these guys.
Yes, and we want to remind all of our listeners that the movie I Am Santa Claus, which is now available on Netflix, it features Santa's helpers. Of course, we are familiar with them. There's, you know, Santa can't do everything, so you know he's got plenty of helpers, and these are five of his helpers. And I have to say that when you do get to the end of the movie, it is so it's so emotional, because I myself find myself getting very emotional once the holidays are over. I mean, even I think Greg and myself said that. Said on a previous show, once it's actually Christmas, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
And
these Santa Clauses, you know, imagine how their entire year, everything that's been leading up to this, it's over, and now they have to wait another, you know, 300 days or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I was never really a Christmas fan. I've always been a Halloween kind of guy. But after like hanging out with these guys for a year and a half, like shooting it, like I have such a more respect for the holiday and what these guys do for it. I mean, you think of it this way, like you have pictures with Santa Claus either with your kids or as a kid, and you don't think twice about who's in that picture with you. It's a stranger with white hair dye, you know? And now we finally get to give you the story of like someone who is in your pictures all the time, and I think it's fascinating. They have such a responsibility for doing that, being part of everyone's life without even knowing it.
And that's mentioned by one of your Santa Clauses in the film. He says how, you know, he affects people's lives, and he got really emotional talking about how his first time that he realized how much he was a part of people's lives just by putting on that suit and you know, making their holiday.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house in California, and we were talking about the movie, and he was like, yeah, I have a picture. Here's a picture of my kid with Santa Claus. I was like, oh, I know that guy. He works at the Grove. He is a founding member of the Amalgamated Order of Real Bearded Santas. So I've gotten to the level where like I can almost like tell everyone's backstories in these pictures.
You know, I thought many of the scenes were really cute, some very funny. One in particular with Mick Foley, of course, his first time being Santa Claus. But he described it, of course, he always had that certain affection or something with Christmas, taking his kids every year to Santa's village. I think, where was it? New Hampshire, I believe, or
yeah. I mean, he was always on the road all the like 300 days a year, and like Hugh Santa's village is a way for him and his kids to connect. You know,
yeah, so and it was really cool. I thought, yeah. I mean, a tough wrestler like that have such a great side to him. So, but it was a really cute scene. The first time he played Santa Claus, and he looked really good as Santa Claus, actually. And so a little kid was on his lap, and he goes in, "What do you want for Christmas?" And the little kid said, "A ball." And he goes, "Okay, a round ball." And then, "What else do you want?" "Another ball."
Two athletic spheres.
Yes, you took my punchline. That was sort of funny. Were you cracking up when he said, so he wants two round athletic spheres? I thought it was pretty funny.
Because like you're shooting from far away because you don't want to be up close on these people, but you're listening to the lavalier, you know, and you're like, that's really funny, you know, and like afterwards, after the kid laughed all that stuff, like, oh, the kid's got some great timing. Yeah.
Now, do you keep in touch with some of the Santas at this point?
Yeah, I mean, well obviously, I mean, we're still so like in the middle of it all, like, so we stopped shooting, like following the Santas probably January 2013. And then we had them all together for a photo shoot in the summer of 2013. But, you know, I saw all of them at either the New York premiere or the L.A. premiere or keep in touch with them online. You know, Facebook's pretty good with all that stuff. But, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's excellent. And now this was, it had some involvement with, I'm sorry, Kickstarter, right?
Yeah. We did two Kickstarters. One was just on our own without Foley, and we've got about 12,000-13,000 more or less shooting for friends and family, but once Mick came on as a producer, I mean, he brought in lots of money. It's like $40,000 to $50,000 on our second Kickstarter, and it really helped us out.
Oh, wow, yeah, Mick's been around then. I don't think he's wrestling anymore, right?
No.
Yeah,
but he does make appearances as Santa Mick.
Oh, very cool! Yes,
yes, that's
well. He was just on Raw on their like ShopStone commercial with his daughter Noelle as Santa Claus.
Wow!
And now, so I know that the film we can't see it here. I'm hoping still maybe the Film Bar or something picks it up.
I thought you said it was on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. I'm saying that you can't see it in here at the in theaters. I think that this is a movie.
We had a short theatrical run. I don't believe we hit Arizona, but. Yeah, we're on DVD, Blu-ray, iTunes, and Netflix. And all on IamSantaClausMovie.com.
Well, I know what I'm watching tonight.
You're going to love
it. There you go.
I think it is really good. I found it very interesting.
And, you know, we don't have, I just said after the Joel McHale, Robin Williams movie, we don't have very many holiday movies this year. And, you know, this one is absolutely excellent. And, you know, I and it takes a lot for me to actually love a documentary. And I love this documentary, Tommy.
Awesome. Yeah, we've got some great compliments for like older crowd that may all kind of only thinks of documentaries as like these boring historical movies. They're like, "Oh, it was like a real movie." So like, you know, there are documentaries that are fun.
Oh yeah, and this was definitely one. Now, what's your future look like? Are you have other things in the works?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I like to try to do. I think sticking to documentaries might be my better idea, just because I'm not really good with working with actors. Like, I've produced movies before, like we had a movie in this December that was out with Kevin Smith, and a movie called Mangation with Lionsgate, but I really like doing the documentaries, and a lot of doc guys have been going towards television, and I think that's a smart thing, especially like with Morgan Spurlock releasing I Am Santa Claus. He's a pretty good person to follow in his footsteps, and he's done a lot of television lately.
Definitely. You know, I love Morgan's movies, and I've had a chance to interview him in person when he was here in Phoenix a few years ago. Great, hilarious guy, one of my favorite interviews. And, of course,
he's the best.
He definitely is. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be enjoying Santarchy this evening in some places, some parts of the country. It's called SantaCon. Tommy, have you ever participated in Santarchy?
In who?
Santarchy. It's an event where everyone goes bar hopping dressed up as Santa Claus.
Oh, I'm from like New Jersey and Philly. We have running of the Santas. It's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. They actually, I have some of my friends participating in the Santa run this morning.
Is that like running of the bulls?
Yeah, you know, these guys, it's running of the Santas at bleed.com. They invested some into our movie, but they get together at the big concert hall in our town, Electric Factory, and all these dudes will come up dressed like Santas. They'll run around the block, and there's like, you can drink there, and there's a band there, and it's like celebration of Santa Claus, I guess. Wow. None of them are real Santas. They're just kind of dressing up
right. In
your Party City sort of outfit. But yeah, I think every town kind of has I think New York has Santa Con as well. But yeah.
I noticed that Artie Lang is in your film. Is that what he's doing for a living these days? Is being a Santa Claus?
No, well, you know, he was Santa Claus and Elf. So we wanted to. At one point in the movie, we were interviewing people who had played Santa, and you know, going up to New York wasn't a hard drive for us. So it didn't. The way we were going to go originally with the movie didn't really fit. But like, you have Artie Lang on tape, you kind of have to put it in there, and he had a great line, so we put it in there. And it, you know, we had a small second of Lethal Weapon guy. Danny Glover is in there for a second.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I saw him, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's an absolutely great movie. Again, it's on Netflix, DVD. Go to IamSantaClausMovie.com. And Tommy Avalone, thank you so much for joining us on today's show and helping us celebrate Santarchy and telling us a little bit about I Am Santa Claus.
Great. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too.